Susan, as always, thanks so much for the time. You know, here we were a couple of months ago talking about a pandemic wiping away the NCAA championships for so many of your student athletes, and now we're seeing the fall sports season getting wiped away because of the pandemic still. I'm kind of curious if you can take me through a little bit of the timeline of how this decision was made, when it was made. Can you give me a little bit more insight into all of that?
Sure, I'm happy to, and thanks for reaching out. It's a pleasure to talk to you, even though this is a very sad subject. So honestly, the NCAA started turning their attention to what they called resocialization of sport towards the end of April, and they came out with guidelines to phase in re-engagement of athletics and distribute it to the membership back in early May. Our campus team physician, Dr. Andy Getson, and our head athletic trainer, Mike Matheny, started working on taking that information, that guideline, along with information from the CDC, our local health department, among other, and actually Reopening America was an informative document for us as well. And they crafted an individualized plan for Ithaca College to phase in our student athletes, would require 2 weeks of quarantine at home, test upon arrival, 2 weeks of working independently in basically fitness training, mm-hmm. and then going into small groups of 10 or fewer students and working up to groups of 30 or so. And we were well on our way. We had been working within our own Return to Campus Task Force, ran some of the preliminary thoughts by the Tompkins County Health Department, and we were just working our process. And then on a parallel track, colleagues from the Liberty League, so all of the directors of athletics, started a planning process actually also back in April, where we were looking initially at cost containment, and then as the pandemic evolved, we really focused our attention on how to engage safely in competition as league members. So as you can imagine, one track is how do you open your campus, bring your student athletes back from all over the Northeast, and in our case, across the country, and get that group re-socialized together so they're safe. And we feel like that's something that we can do and will do, even in this current scenario. But the huge variable was, how do we now then take a group of students off campus, travel by bus to another campus, engage in competition with each other, and then return back? And obviously, the return to campus priority is keeping the community safe, mitigating the risk of spreading the virus. And so that requires a reduction of exposure to outside interactions. We as a campus are going to be asking people not to travel from campus, that once you return, you stay. And basically, we're all quarantined together on our campus. And unfortunately, the athletics travel piece was a big variable that provided increased risk and exposure to the campus community. So we just kept working our process. At some point, the presidents of the Liberty League assembled. We have met with them now three times. Once in, I think, once end of May, June, and then this recent one in July. And it has been an excellent collaboration, excellent work done together as a group. And finally, as the landscape really changed and you watch the spike of incidents of the virus across the country, that just became incredibly alarming for us to consider, okay, this isn't going to be safe to be traveling around. One of the things the Liberty League felt that we had going for us is that we're an all New York State conference.
Right.
So some of the first conferences to cancel, NESCAC travels from New York to Maine, Vermont to Massachusetts and Connecticut. We are primarily an upstate New York conference, so we felt like if we got everybody back to our campuses and got them safe and only competed with each other under very specific restricted circumstances, that we had a chance to mitigate the risk. Landscape certainly has changed a lot nationally as people have started to travel. We saw some spikes in and around New York that just indicated that the more people are out there moving about, the more risk there is. And we just didn't want to bring that to our community. As of yesterday, when we had made our cancellation, it was up to 42%. I think eight more conferences have canceled since then. So, you know, it's just a landslide going in this direction. I expect something from the NCAA on Friday about fall sport championships.
Even though there was a plan in place for the Liberty League to play competition amongst each other and a couple of non-conference games, Union and RPI pulled out fairly early on after all of this had been going down. Did that sway some of the decision among you and the other athletic directors of the Liberty League, seeing those two schools pull out?
Well, Union and RPI were very forthcoming early in our discussions, and it was no surprise that those two institutions made their declarations not to participate in competition this fall. The Liberty League really, our discussions, were saying institutional autonomy will always guide what each of us should do. Mm-hmm. And they made that decision really from the highest level of their schools and feeling that it just wasn't tenable. We were prepared to go forward if it was safe and feasible with the remaining nine schools. And we felt like we had reasonable sports sponsorship. Our policy agreement had been Liberty League only plus two close non-conference
right.
opponents in each sport that would follow the same guidelines we were following. And honestly, across the NCAA landscape, everybody is following the same guidelines. So we felt like we could do that. But when the Empire canceled or postponed their fall season, and then the SUNYAC came out with their announcement, you know, that situation goes away. Internally for Ithaca, as I was monitoring our internal discussions, and I'm part of the larger Return to Campus Task Force and serving on multiple committees in that effort, I just was really feeling like it was irresponsible to move forward. Mm-hmm. And my recommendation to President Collado and Vice President Farrell was that we suspend fall sport competition. So, but it all came together. There was really good consensus and great work together as a league.
We're chatting with Susan Bassett, athletic director over at Ithaca College here on BTL. I safely assume you have had a chance to chat with the coaches and the student athletes about this decision. Is that correct?
Yes. So yeah. Our guiding principle in all of this was to try to keep everyone informed as things were developing. And the coaching staff is part of our internal return to sport discussion. So we followed a very process-oriented approach, and we included staff and students in that. A couple of weeks ago, I met with the Student Athlete Advisory Council, which is a membership body of over 50 representatives of all of our different sports. And I laid out the plan and I talked about what it would be like and I asked them for feedback, and it was a great discussion. What we did, and as things were evolving, I had multiple meetings with the coaching staff and most recently with the fall sport coaches on Friday and again on Monday morning. And there was strong consensus among that group that this is the best path forward given the circumstances we're faced with now. In terms of our communication plan, yesterday we notified all the fall sport coaches personally by phone in advance of the announcement. We had a full staff meeting at 3 o'clock p.m., where I laid it all out for the entire staff. And then at 4 p.m., we had a Zoom meeting with the fall sports student athletes, and I made the announcement personally there to them. And we had a good Q&A discussion and talked about, really turned our attention right away to what we are going to do and what the fall will look like. Because although we're not going to engage in competition with other schools, we will be fully engaged in training and practices. And, we really wanted to make that clear and talk about how we would start that process.
What was your message to the student athletes when you met with them on that Zoom meeting?
I said, I am very disappointed to share with you the news that at 5 o'clock p.m. today, there will be an announcement from the Liberty League and from Ithaca College that fall sport competition is suspended for this fall. And then I explained everything to them, how we arrived at the decision and why we arrived at the decision. I showed them, Dr. Heinlein of the NCAA has this really great graph that shows the spike in the incidents across the country. And in April, when we started this path of thinking about returning to sport, what they thought the trajectory would be and what it actually is. And it's diametrically opposed. And we have smart students and they understand. They've been watching the same news that we're all watching and following the league cancellations. I have to be honest with you, when the Ivy League canceled, I knew that this was probably the direction we were heading. Mm-hmm. The news across the country and the alarming increase in incidents is just a daunting thing for us to overcome. And it's obviously still very, very serious and something that is a true threat to our health and well-being.
Yeah. Susan Bassett, our guest here on BTL, athletic director over at Ithaca College. Would you be open for the fall sports season to be moved to the spring? Because that's something that a lot of people are considering, a lot of people are discussing. I remember chatting with your peer, Mike Ertz, over at SUNY Cortland here a couple of days ago, and he said that he would be open to that and seeing that happen in the SUNY Act. Do you feel the same way with fall sports being played in the spring, potentially in the Liberty League?
Absolutely. We'll keep all options open. I think at this point, we want to just continue to be process-oriented, and we'll do that with regard to our winter sports and our spring sports. If the NCAA cancels the fall championships and finds a way to move it to the spring, we obviously owe it to ourselves and our student athletes to pursue that if it's possible. I have to be honest, I think it will be challenging to manage all of that activity in one condensed season with, you know, a lot of shared facilities and staff who have multiple responsibilities. I'm thinking about our athletic training staff and our sports medicine team. So it won't be easy. We would, of course, keep that option open, and we'll see how this all evolves. And I remain as hopeful as I can possibly be, and I know that at some point, science and medicine is going to win, and we will put COVID-19 behind us and emerge. But right now we're in the thick of it, and we've just got to remain focused on being safe, practicing social distancing, wearing masks, really being committed to our community safety and each other's safety by following that path. So we'll keep all options open.
It's great to hear. Susan, as always, really appreciate a couple of minutes of your time. I appreciate the openness and the honesty, and hopefully sometime down the road here we'll have some positive stuff to talk about, because it seems like anytime we do chat, it's something that has to do with this pandemic. But glad everything's going well. Sorry to hear about the decision, but I think it's the right move, no question about it. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. And you stay safe and well. And
we will.
Whatever the next game is that we actually play, it's going to be like the Super Bowl, and we can't wait.
We can't wait either. Thanks so much, Susan, okay?
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Susan Bassett, athletic director over at Ithaca College. Tough news yesterday that the Liberty League would be suspending the fall sports season and moving the winter sports season until the new year. We're up against a break. BTL is back after this.